Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 7:09 at 95.1 KFrog. I'm fully expecting on Sunday to see tons of pictures from people who are going to early Halloween parties.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of factors into this week's edition of Asking for a Friend.
Yeah, I have a friend who is getting ready to go out on her first date. She just met this guy. They haven't been on an official date yet. But she called me and she was like, so it's kind of weird. The first date he's trying to set up is at a Halloween party. She's like, I just don't know if that's the right first date to go on. And immediately I was like, well, it all depends on your costume. Because if you wear something way too revealing, his guy friends are going to love you and his chick friends are probably going to hate you.
And he might not know what to think about you.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't think that a Halloween party is a good first date. I was like, maybe try and do a dinner beforehand. I don't know. I just think there are so many different factors that come into play if a party, a Halloween dress-up party, is your first date.
Well, think about this. If you do go to a Halloween party, and yeah, you're going to do costumes and everything, you're going to learn a lot about this person, probably about their sense of humor, what they find funny and acceptable. So yeah, if you do decide to be a sexy police officer, yeah, he may or may not like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's less pressure too, because it seems like girls always want to be dressed to the nines for the first date. Maybe less pressure here for that.
There's more pressure. Trying to find that perfect costume, walking that line of, I want to be sexy but not too sexy.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think there's way more pressure if your first date is a Halloween party.
I don't know. It could be interesting. I won't say it's a terrible idea. I'll say that's interesting, but I can't imagine that a lot of people have done that. First date at a Halloween party, costumes and the whole nine yards.
I don't think it's happened a lot because I don't think it's a great idea. Yeah. But you're the expert.
Yes,
so we want to hear from you. Good idea, bad idea. If she goes, what kind of costume do you pick out? Any advice you have for my friend, we'll take it. 888-431-3764. That's 888-431-3764. Call or text us.
I would say whatever you do, don't have too much of the Halloween punch, you know?
Or maybe you need to.
Try to keep your head together. We are Scott and Kelly. Bet you this weekend there's a bunch of Halloween parties, and your friend got invited to a Halloween party for the first date.
Yeah, that's the thing. Didn't just get invited to this party. It's actually going to be her first date with the guy. She called me to tell me about it, and I was like, I just think this is a bad idea. There's so much that goes on with a Halloween costume party, meeting a guy for the first time. How do you get the right costume? So we're asking you, do you guys have advice? Is this a good idea, a bad idea? What should she do about the Halloween party first date?
Tech says it's a bad idea. The first date is supposed to be just the two of you. It's supposed to be a way for you guys to get to know each other. I will say, in this day and age, meeting up with a group of friends or going to a party seems to be more and more common when you hear people talk about a first date.
Well, and you kind of get to know each other beforehand, yeah. Texting and calling and stuff like that. Here's a text message that says it's absolutely a great idea. It's probably easier than going to a dinner because it's going to be a little more fun. It's going to be lighthearted and a good way to know each other.
All right. A Halloween party for the first date. What do you think?
Oh, he's just trying to get some.
What? That simple?
That simple. You don't take a girl to a party on the first date unless that's just a one-and-done type deal. Trust me, I know.
So she should go dressed as, like, a nun or something.
She should just say, hey, unless that's what she wants to, I say she just says forget it and go pick somebody else off Tinder.
So there is something in your voice that sounds like you're speaking from experience.
I did some time in the Army. I know guys.
Yeah, blame your army buddies.
Sure. Oh, God, I hope she didn't hear that part. Another text message says, when you're at a party, there's less pressure. I feel you can both open up to each other. They can get to know the real you. Plus, if you don't have a good time and the date sucks, at least you're still at a party. But how awkward is that? I don't like you, but I'm going to hang out with your friends and drink a while, okay?
And I'm dressed as Wonder Woman. Hope you don't mind. Another text says, it's a horrible idea. His friends are going to be judging her and she won't be able to be herself.
That's what I worry about.
Yeah.
The costume is going to make or break that.
But it is. If you can't be yourself, ladies, be Wonder Woman, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.